Learning Masechta Zevam is Nafnan Zayinam Abeyus, but I want to go back and address the sugya at the end of Nafnan Zayinam and Aleph, which we didn't get to in the previous year. The Ikka Shaila on this Gemara, on the Zayinam Abeyus, Rav Shmuel Yishchuba Lepsulish, really goes to Nunchesam and Aleph, and Beis Hashem will discuss it more on Nunchesam and Aleph. A little bit on this year, but the Ikka sugya of Yishchuba Lepsulish and the Rishayim Shittas Rishayim will be more there. But for now, the Gemara's Maskana, the Gemara there was going through the Shaila of Suudaka Kain, She Nasa Basgeri Maru Shechalena B'Truma, which like we said in the previous Shia, the real question was, is a Suudaka Kain allowed to marry a Basgeri? And the Gemara Shaila ended up being with the Inyan of Kal Geri Miki Klal, where does it apply? In the Tupshat Demir Rishaynim, what was the Gemara Shaila? Because the Gemara says, according to Yehuda, that Kal Geri Miki Klal, so Psuadaka is not allowed to marry a Basgeri. So of course, he can't be Maichel of a Chuma. He'll pass a lift from Chuma. He's not allowed to marry her. And if you hold, like a Yasi, that Kal Geri Mlo Yikrikal, and also hold like a Yasi that Av Geri Shanasa Geri Spitek Sheri Lakuna, so there's no objection of him marrying a Basgeri. So of course, he could be Maichel of a Chuma. That's what the Gemara says. And the Gemara says, Aliba the Haitana, the Tanan of Lezim and Yaakov, I'm a Isha Basgeim, like Tanasa Lakuna, Achite Imam Yisrael. We're going like the Tanan of Lezim and Yaakov, that says that Isha Basgeim cannot marry Kain until it's Imam Yisrael. And then we have the Shail. Now the two Lashainas of Rashi, and I'm Chaykas Rishainim, which one we hold like. First Lashon of Rashi, which Rashi holds is the name Shat, is a Shail is in regard to Imam Yisrael. So there we have no restrictions mitzat Kahuna. The question was, is there a problem of Kahal? And the Gemara was trusted to the Gemara that Blazim Yaakov holds Kal Geirim Le'ikri Kal, and therefore a Basgeri V'Geiris will be mutter to a Psuadaka. But the Gemara's Shaila was like this. When you have Imam Yisrael, as either you find that Blazim and Yaakov says that an Imam Yisrael becomes Kasha to Kahuna, but is it only Kasha Sitais Fabe? In other words, Enechanami becomes Kasha to Kahuna, but only Kashas. He doesn't become Kahal. He doesn't get Kedusha. He's Kasha Lakuna without Kedusha, and therefore, he'll be Mutta to Upsu, she'll be Mutta to Upsu Adaka. So you won't have the restrictions of Kahuna, because Kashas he takes away, but you also won't have the restrictions of Psu Adaka, because they'll remain, even with Imam Yisrael, not Kahal, they'll remain Kahal Geim Likri Kahal, and therefore be Mutta to Upsu Adaka. That's the first Lashon of Rashi, which he holds as the Iker, and the Ritva also holds that way. The second Lashon of Rashi, which he says in P.M.A., holds the other way. That Imam Yisrael, since she's Kasha Lakuna, that's clear that she's called Kal. The suffix is, what does Rabbi Zim Yaakov hold about a Ben Gerim, about if it's not Imam Yisrael? Do you say that Kasha Sitais Vabei, that this is called Kal, but Ben Gerim is not called Kal, and therefore a Ben Gerim be mutter? And what about the problem of that she's usher to a Kayin? So that Rashi says it's live a Kedusha Kayin. We're going to have to go with that side. Or do you say that no, Kedusha is Tais Vabei? In other words, that Imam Yisrael gets Kedusha to marry to Kahuna, but even without Imam Yisrael it's Bechal Kal, and it'll be usher to a Psuadaka. That's the second pshat in Rashi, and Pia Meir, and Taisa Shanim holds it as pshat. Now, the Rambam, in Ilchus Yisur Abiyah, Perek Dizvav Alach Atas says, Ger Shanasa Bas Yisrael, Oy, Yisrael Shanasa Gers, Havlad Yisrael Lecholdav of Asa B'Mamzeris. If both parents are Ger, so Kal Gerim Le'ikah Kal, but if either parent, whether it's the father or the mother, is a Yisrael, whether it's a Ger Shanasa Bas Yisrael or Yisrael Shanasa Gers, in both cases, the Vlad will be considered a Yisrael Gomer, Kahal, and Be'asa B'Memzeris. That's also the Psak of the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Dalet, Sivchav Gimel. And the Ran, in Kedushin, in the fourth parak, on the Gemara of Daf Ayin Beis and Mebeis, Ger Neisim Memzeris, he brings the Rambam, and he says, Lo Yadati Minayim Loi. I don't know where he got it from. He says, even though if a Goy is Baal Bas Yisrael, I would agree to him that the Vlad is a Yisrael Gomer, Asa B'Memzeris. Because then the Vlad has no father. Levon is no father, so it's a single parent. There's only one parent here, and that parent's Yisrael is Gemura, and therefore they would be called Kal. But here, she is miyuchas after he or she is miyuchas after the father, and the father is a ger. So we know there's a dimish b'chayisum levesa vesum that the father is the one that's right. The father's a kayin. The father's a kayin. The father's a levi. The father's a levi. If the father's a ger, why wouldn't the father be a ger? If the father's a guy, then there is no father. So then, all you have is a mother. The mother's not a geris. So the son wouldn't have a din of a ger. He'd be kal and be asim amzeris. But if the father's a ger, who cares if the mother is not a ger? The father counts. It's a Mishnah. Kol makim sheyesh kedusha v'ein aveira, avon al chacher azacher. As I tie it, the Ran on the Rambam, and he vibes with the Tzarechiyah. Also, quite the Mefurish and Taisis there, in Kedushin of Ayin Dalan and Medeis, also very Mefurish, that if a ger marries a Bas Yisrael, the Vod is not considered Kal. So it's a Machlokes Rishonim. The Rambam holds it is, the Ran and Taisis hold it's not. Hazak the Kedusha Rabbeinu Chayim Alevi al Rambam, on Hilchus Yisrael be a practice of Halachites, that L'chaira, it's a Gemara that discusses this question. And there are two lashonis in Rashi, how to learn the Gemara. And these two lashonis in Rashi, that's what the Shaila depends on. The Shaila Melech actually asked Akasha on the Ran, why are you asking Akasha on the Ram Misvarim Yamanavshach? Like one of the lashonis in Rashi, the Gemara says like the Rambam. Like the other lashon in Rashi, the Gemara says not like the Rambam. Why not bring this Gemara into the discussion? Also, like the Beis Yosef, the Bach, the Chalkas Mechaikik, and the Beis Shmuel, they all discuss it, and they don't bring this Gemara. The Gemara talks about it. Because, according to the first Lashon of Rashi, this is the suffix of the Gemara. That's what the Gemara was discussing. A Psua Daka that marries a Maskerim, we're discussing Imam Yisrael. That's what the first Lashon of Rashi held. That's what the Ritva holds. And the Gemara's maskan is Shmamina Kashis Yitaisus Beiv Achla Shmamina. The Gemara's maskan is that's not called Kal. Mamish Afin the Gemara. And I just want to add myself, even though the Gemara is going according to Reb Lezer ben Yankov, but Fakarit, seemingly, Reb Lezer ben Yankov that holds an Imam Yisrael is Kashi Lakuna as opposed to Maskei of the Gerim. There we had a Shaila that maybe that means that it's Kal. And even Reb Lezer ben Yankov, we said that. And Yasi holds that even a Basger Vigiris is Kasha Lakuna. So there's less of reason to Michal between that and Imam Yisrael. So the Chayyaret's Mamish Klar on the first Gemara, like the first Lashon of Rashi, that it's not considered Kal, not like the Rambam. But the second Lashon of the Gemara, the assumption was that Imam Yisrael is considered Kal, Ad Kedei Kach, that the Gemara had a discussion, Oy Bazai, maybe even if it's not Imam Yisrael, it's considered Kal according to Blessed Ben Yankov. And on that, the Gemara came out, no. Kashas Yitaisunei, Imam Yisrael is considered Kal, but Baskeri Vigaris is not considered Kal. So it's Mefurish in the Gemara. The Gemara didn't even have a Shaila about it. That is considered Kal, like the Rambam. Now, there you might be able to argue that that's only according to Blessed Ben Yankov, because Blessed Ben Yankov holds that she's that only Imam Yisrael is Materis Lakuna. So Al-Karchach, he holds that it's Kal. But according to Rabbi Yeshi, that even Masgeir of the Geiris is Materis Lakuna. So we have in the right that Imam Yisrael is Kal. But Zag Deb Chaim, no. Rabbi Yeshi clearly holds that even though she's Materis Lakuna, she's still not Kal. Rabbi Yeshi holds that you can't be Medam of the two. She could be completely acceptable Lakuna and still not be called Kal. That's you have both kulas. Maskei v'geris can marry a kohen and could also marry a mamzer. Reb Lezer ben Yankov says that a maskei v'geris is not allowed to marry a kohen, but an imam Yisrael is. So there the Gemara is shaila. Maybe Reb Lezer ben Yankov holds this totally halacha. Why is maskei v'geris not allowed to marry an imam Yisrael is? Maybe the reason is because in order to marry a kohen, you have to be Kal. And that's the Chilek. And that would prove that Basgeir V'Geiris, who's now an American, is not Kal. Oh no. maybe even though Maskein v'Geiris is Kal can't marry a Kain, that was the Gemara Shaila, and the Gemara's Maskana was that according to Blazim Yaakov, it's Takatoli Habaha. Imay Yisrael can marry a Kain, and it's Kal. And Maskein v'Geiris can't marry a Kain, and it's not Kal. So the Machlekes is that Blazim and Yaakov holds, if you're not Kal, you can't marry a Kain. And that's why Imam Yisrael could marry a Kain, because it is Kal. And Basgeir Vigeris can't marry a Kain, because they're not Kal. And if Yasi holds, even if you're not Kal, you can marry a Kain. And that's why Basgeir Vigeris could marry a Kain. But whether Imam Yisrael is Kahal, why should we make a Machlekes? If according to Blazim and Yaakov it was Pashit, that Imam Yisrael is Kal, so who then according to Yasi? So that's what Reb Chaim Taina's L'chaya, the Shaila, the Rambam and the Ran, and Taisus and the Ran holds that if the father's a Ger, the mother's a Yisrael, you could marry a Mamzer. And the Rambam holds that no, if either parent is Yisrael, you can't marry a Mamzer. That's the Machlekes Atul L'Shainus in Rashi. He says, the Rambam in Hilchos Chumas, Perek Zayin Hilchos Gimel writes, P'su Adaka, that's Nasa Bas Geirim, Kedi Chuma. In other words, he's quoting Agamara, not with Imam Yisrael, with Baskerim. That's the Lashon Rishon of Rashi. That's the Maskanas Agamara. So the Rambam, that's the Lashon Sheni of Rashi. Now, Reb Chaim has a ganzer shtickel, so you won't go into the whole thing. How do you answer the Ran's kasha, though, in Svar? The Ran asks, Mishpachaisim Levesa Vesam, Havad Olachachar Zachar. Why should we say that when Imam Yisrael it's considered Kal? So Reb Chaim said there's a chilek. When you're dealing with mishpacha, the halacha of mishpacha, what mishpacha is it? What's chalan in a din mishpacha? There's a din mishpacha saf kriyim mishpacha. What's mishpacha? Lamashal. Kain is a mishpacha. Levi is a mishpacha. Shevet is a mishpacha. You also find legabi Yerusha. Yerusha says mi mishpachtai. Yerusha is only mishpacha. Mishpacha saf kriyim mishpacha. Father's kaveya, which mishpacha you're in. But you're dealing with the chalais din, which is not totally in mishpacha, so either parent could do it. Kahal is a chalais din, zakta. A ger is not a chalais. A ger is missing kahal. A ger doesn't have that mile of kahal. A Yisrael has a mile of kahal. So either parent could give it over. And Hagufa says the Ran's mechalik that when the father's a guy and the mother's a bas Yisrael, then it's taka kahal. Havad kasher, and then it's taka kal. It's asim and mazeris. Zog the Ran, why? Because she doesn't have a father. So then you go bas to the mother. Now shenke, when he has a father, then you go bas to the father. Zog the benegei the dimishbachel, a mashal by Yerusha. He brings a gemara by bas Rishbam. Let's say a guy is ba bas Yisrael, and she has a son. So the mother's not Yerush, because not mishbacha. A mother's not Yerush the son, because Mishpachtai, V'yarasheisa, Mishpachas ain't in Kari Mishpacha. Even when there's no father, Zakta, the mother's not Yerush the son. The mother's never Mishpacha. So if the din of Kal is a din Mishpacha, so even if there's no father, you'd be able to get the din Kal. You'd have to get it from the father. It's Mukach that the din of Kal is B'chol not a din Mishpacha. So Chalais din mitzad gufay. It becomes Sai mitzad av and Sai mitzad ein. So he has an arichos, because the Gemara in Becheiris is mavur, that when a guy is born a Leviya, her son is pater for Pidyon Aben. Now a son is not a Levi. He doesn't have Dine Leviya. He's pater for Pidyon Aben. So he has a whole stickle there, that in Leviya, there's two dinim. There's a din Mishpachas Leviya, and that he won't have. But there's a din Kedushas Leviya, which that'll have, that he can get Mitzadayim also, and that could be Mafkiya the din Becheiris. So that's his teretz to the Ran's kasha. That al karchach, the din kal is not a din mishpacha. Stam achalei's din, and it can come from either parent. V'haraya. Because you see, that when a guy is ba'al bas Yisrael, if you hold a vat kasha, now when a mary mamzeris, vice, the din kal can come from the mother. So who would din when the father's a ger? The ger is no chalei's ger that could give him ice kal. He says in the Ran, he's bothered with the Ran, but he says the Ran must learn that the din of mishpachas av kari mishpacha is that when you have an av, the aim b'chlal doesn't exist. So male, we only consider him a child of the av, and male, since the av is not kal, he's not kal. That's a shtickle of Reb Chaim. I was myrich about what's negated to us. and a little bit Mekatzer what's the gate to the Sugya of Becheiris. And now let's go right, but let's see the Sugya on Nun Zayin in the days. But like I said, the Ikka Sugya of Yesh Chubal Epsulis and Chubal Epsulis, if we're talking about with Kedushin or without Kedushin, and how it works, Lina, I do want to speak about it on Nun Chesem and Aleph, because that's where the Ikka Sugya is. But here I want to discuss one Inyan, one Geshmak Inyan. Rav said, Yesh Chubal Epsulis. Even though there's an Issebiyah, the Chubba is considered to be a Chubba and shall become Pasla from Truma. And Shmuel says, Ein Chubal Epsulis, since it's an Issebiyah, the Chubba doesn't count, and the Mela, she's Muteris to Truma. And that we'll discuss. But then the Gemara says, Amma Shmuel, Maidali Abba, B'tinaikis P'chusim B'ashol Hashanavim Echad, Ha'il V'ein Lai Bia, Ein La Chubba. That's what I want to discuss now. Now Shmuel says, he aside, that if a girl is less than 3 years and 1 day old, since there is no bia by such a girl, there's no chuppah. And the chuppah with her wouldn't count. And the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Afanan Ami Tanina. We have a Mishnah that says it, and the Rava brought a Mishnah, Rav Ashal Shani Nechem Skadeshis Babia, Bimbal Leal Yavim Kana, etc. And he also, the Mishnah mentions, Nisus Lakai Nechalis Vichuma, and Baal Lem Echem Ekol Absulim Pasla. And the Gemara says, Bashal Shani Nechad, Hu the Mifsla Babia Mifsla Bachuppah. So what does Shmuel want to bring from this Mishnah? Rashi says, in this Mishnah it says that the only one who could pass a Bashal Hashem V'Mechad is only if she's 3 years old. If a pasul, like have this clout, and we have it already in our Mishnah, if a pasul is Bayal and Isha, she becomes pasul from Truma and from Kuna, and it's only when she's 3 years old. When she's not 3 years old, the Bia doesn't pasul. And since you see in this Mishnah the Bia doesn't passel, so Kol Shekein the Chuppah doesn't passel, because why would the Chuppah passel? Because it blives like a Bia, it's craving the Bia. Even the Bia itself doesn't passel, Kal V'chaymeh the Chuppah can't passel. That's how Rashi learns the Raya from the Mishnah. So the Ramban asked on this two kashas. First kasha is, Shmuel didn't say a chiddush that Bia doesn't passel. Shmuel said a chiddush that Chuppah doesn't passel. Shmuel said, Hoyel v'ein la Bia, ein la Chuppah. Rava says, Afanan Nami Tanina. What does it say in the Mishnah according to Rashi? That Bia doesn't passel. That wasn't Shmuel's Chiddush. Shmuel said, Rava's made it because since Bia doesn't passel, so therefore Chuppah doesn't passel. Sounds like Bia, I know, I have previous information. I'm being Mechadish that Chuppah couldn't be better than Bia. So like Rava, yeah, I have a Mishnah like you. I have a Mishnah that Bia doesn't passel. That wasn't Shmuel's Chiddush. Shmuel's Chiddush was, since Bia doesn't passel, therefore Chuppah doesn't passel. What's your eye from the Mishnah that Bia doesn't passel? That's the Ramban's first kasha on Rashi. Second kasha is, there's a bunch of places in Shas that says that less than 3 years old is Kenaisen Espa Ma'ayin, less than 3 years old is not considered a Bia. We don't need this Mishnah. There are a lot of places. It's all over Shas. That couldn't have been the discussion of this Gemara. So Dr. Ramban, I'll tell you the Raya. The Raya is because it says, Nisus Lekai Nechelis V'Chuma. You see that the only time where Bas Yisrael that gets married to a Kain is a Chelis V'Chuma is if she's 3 years old. If she's less than 3 years old, she doesn't need Chuma, because we're saying, what happens when you're 3 years old? One of the things that happens is, if she marries a Kain, she can eat Chuma. Less than 3 years old, apparently, can't eat Chuma. So you see, it's not called a Chuppah. So when the Gemara fears ice, Bas Shal Hashanah V'yam Echad, the Pasla B'Bia, Mifsla B'Chuppa, Ha'Pchusim Hashal Hashanah V'Echad, Lo'y Mifsla B'Lo'y Mifsla B'Chuppa, the Gemara wasn't saying that I see from the Mishnah Bia and I'm extrapolating Chuppa. I see from the Mishnah Chuppa. What do I see from the Mishnah Chuppa? Because Nisus L'Kai Nechals V'Chuma, Dafka because she's 3, so I see Chuppa doesn't work less than 3. So I'm just fearing ice, you see. See from the Mishnah that when Bia doesn't work, Chuppah doesn't work. But not that I see from the Mishnah Bia doesn't work and I'm extrapolating the Chuppah. I see from the Mishnah Chuppah doesn't work. I see from the Mishnah that since Bas Shal Shem Echad that has Bia, that's Chuppah. Otherwise I can't have Chuppah. Let's say Durimbat. But the Rashba, forget. He says I like Rashi's chat better. Because he says that really me deraisa, even Arusa could eat Chuma. Why does she have to be in the suwa to eat truma? The Gemara says in Ksuva is nafna zayimoy. Two reasons. One is, Chazal wa geiz Arusa can eat truma, because Arusa doesn't live in her husband's house. If she'll be eating truma, she might serve it to her she might give a kais to her brothers and sisters. Second reason is, Kedushin, we don't know for sure that she's Mekudeshes, because maybe there'll be a mum, and the Kedushin will be in this battle, and the Mefeish will be eating Tuma Shalaykedin. Once you come to Chuba, then we don't have this shash anymore. So, fact the Rashba, even if technically a Chuba doesn't work, but Lamaisi, you don't have these shashes. If Lamaisi, you don't have these shashes, so why wouldn't she be able to eat Truma? So, you can't bring a Raya from these of the kind of chalas of Truma. That has nothing to do with the chalais of the Chuba. That has to do, in Gansin, with whether you have the shash of Shemi Yashkei Lachel, or Shemi, or Simba in which the Gemara calls it, maybe be a mum. So you can't say they're Ramban's pshat. You have to say Rashi's pshat. Now what about their Ramban's kashas? Hazak the Rashba, of course we knew, Lagabi Einshem, Lagabi the Isurei Bia, that a person doesn't get Misa or Malkus for a Bia if she's less than three. And we also knew B'negei Kinyan, that you can't have a Bia to make a Kedushin if she's less than three. But Lagabe Paslus, we didn't know that. Maybe you could Pasl even less than three. Maybe there's a Chilak. He says, you see, the Mishnah had to say all these cases. But he says, you can't really let one from the other. So here we're discussing if the Chuppah Pasls. So when Shmuel said, Hail the Ein Labia Ein LaChuppah, he meant Hail the Ein Labia in regard to Ancient, in regard to Kinyan. That Taka is Pashit. But that in regard to Psul Ein Labia, that we don't know. And that's also clear. If she doesn't have bia in regard to psul, she won't have chuppah in regard to psul. That's pretty clear, that we would know. So Shmuel is being mechadish that this ein labia applies to psul. And she won't have bia or chuppah in regard to psul. And Rava says, afanami natima, that here it says, bal echad me psulin is pasla, only when she's three. But he says, even in regard to psul, she has to be three to become pasul. So kumdais, the Ramban is learning the raya from the Mishnah is direct to chuppah. You see that chuppah can't be meichel of a truma. Vice dies, chuppah also wouldn't pass, right? And the Rashbos, no, you can't bring such a raya. Because chuppah depends on the gzeira. The question is the gzeira there or not? So now the raya of the Mishnah, like Rashi, is in regard to bia. That even though we know that bia less than three doesn't work for other minyanim, but for psul kuna we don't know. That's why we have this Mishnah. So this machlokes is a chayy negei halacha lemaisa. The Mishnah Melech Hilchos Shishis Paragimel Halachi and Aleph has a clear. We know a father can be mekadosh his daughter even when she's less than three. He can mekabel kedushin, she'll be an arusa. What if they make a chuppah a nesuin when she's less than three? Is she a nesua or an arusa? That's a shayla. Legabe being yairish, legabe being metamala, legabe, do you need another chuppah when she becomes three? Does she have a din nesua after she's three because of a chuppah that happens before three? Legabe, if she's a nara hamurasa, or which is beskila, or is she a nesua, which is bechenek? All these cases. Say Bings Rashi in Masechtas Nezhin Naftanhei and other places that says mefurish, if you don't have a bia, you don't have a chuppah. Fine. But then he brings our Taisus on the bottom. Taisus on the bottom says, Nisus l'kai necheles v'tshuma. And he says, Of course you mask him, okay, with the last beer, lo yibadik lo ikal mechish l'simbrain, v'gam chayzim shachal l'beis aviyah, ulachi lo yachal. Which he means, there are two chashas why an arusa doesn't eat tshuma. One is because maybe there's a mum and it's mevatel the mekach. And by nesu, we're not afraid of the mum because he wouldn't get married until he knows for sure there's no mum, he'll be baidik. And the second is, because maybe she'll give it to her siblings, the truma. Taisa says that since she's not a bas bia, we have those two shashas. First of all, he's not going to be baidika, even though he's getting married. And second of all, he'll send her back to her father's house. She's too young, and she'll be mashkalacha. Why didn't Taisa say very simple? She's not a bas bia, she's not a bas chuppa. Hazakta Mishnah Malach have a suffix. Is it the pshat that he taka holds like Rashi? That she's not a nesua. But he holds, even if she's not a nesua, but if you don't have these shashas, so you don't have these shashas. So Melech will be able to eat chuma. So Melech, that's why he says, in other words, chuma shouldn't be totally, specifically if she's a nesua. Even if she's not a nesua, when you don't have these shashas, you should be able to eat chuma. So that he explains, you do have these shashas. But he says, no. Taisin Kedushin Nafnan Hei brings, that if you have someone who's not in a suah, but you don't have these kashas, you say loy plug. So he says vekert. Taisus holds not like Rashi. Taisus holds she is in a suah, but has to, so Mela, he has to try to explain. So what's the pshat? If she has a chalei shem in the suah, so why taka can't she eat chuma? Elamai, because you still have these kashas. So he wants to say it's a machlekes Rashi and Taisus. Rashi in a few places says that a doesn't have chuppah, doesn't have, can't have a chuppah, she doesn't become a chalei shem nesuah. But Taisus, who says, you have, you still have the chashas, why do you have to say it for? If she's not a nesuah, even without the chashas, you'd say loy plug. Elamai Taisus, she is a nesuah. And he brings this same Mishnah here, is also in Kedushin Daf Yud Amud Beis, who also brings it. And there, the Ritva says clearly like Rashi, that since she doesn't have a bee, she doesn't have a chuppah, and that's why she can't eat. And the Rashi says no, like he says here. But he says pretty clearly, even if there was no chuppah, not like the Taisus he brought in Kedushin Mem Hei, even if there's no chuppah, but as long as there's no chashas, she would be able to eat chuma. And he says the reason why she can't eat chuma is because she still goes back to her father, and also she's not b'ed kamamish like Taisus here says. So he first wants to say, does a Parchas Yubasid Gimel have a chuppah to be called a nesua? It's a machlekes. Rashi and the Ritva hold no. Taisus and the Rashba hold yes. And the reason why she can't eat truma is because he still have the chashas. In the end, he brings a Taisus in the Arul, the Afayim Beisim and Aleph, that says very clearly that if she can't have via, she can't have chuppah. And he brings Parchas Yubasid Gimel. So Taisus Mefurish says not that way. So he agrees. But he still holds out that the Rashba holds that way. But other Achreinim, the Karen Eri here, and the Sharim Melech, and Chuppas, Chassanim, Simon Zion holds, and the Rashba was just saying, you can't bring a Raya from there, that there's no Chuppah on a Pchusim Bas Gimel, because it's not only a Chuppah. Even if there was no Chuppah, if there's no Shashas, she'd be able to eat. But Allah HaLamaisa, they want to say, the Rashba also agrees that there's no Chuppah on Pchusim Bas Gimel.